Blog Talk Radio.
Happening there, good people. It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp on this July 17th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Man, it's hot in these streets. And I'm not talking about because there's chicks walking around. I'm not talking about because people are out there hustling and the cops is out. I mean, it's just hot. I mean, it's walk outside. Sweat going down the crack of your butt. Hot. You gotta walk around with a towel. It's so hot outside. But again, this is your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off-ramp. What? Wow. I love talking to y'all. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Feel free if you want to call in 646-915-8680. Can talk about anything. Of course, we can still get back on that Trayvon Martin discussion we had yesterday with T. Michelle, Willie, M. Extra Money, Mr. Righteous. All of us were just going at it. It was a great conversation, but tonight might be a little bit slower night. Usually hump day is a tough day for a lot of people. It's the middle of the week. You know, tough for them to call in so I can just rap to y'all in this next half hour as I embarking on new fatherhood. The radio show's got to get done. The baby's got to get fed. So what did I do? As I start the radio, I put a towel under the baby's bottom so that he can feed himself. It's all about being self-efficient. You got to teach these kids early that nothing is going to be given to them. I don't care if you're a week old. I'll burp you so you don't throw up on yourself. If you want to eat, you got to learn how to hold that joint up yourself. You know what I mean? You got hands. They work. You got to practice with them now. I got to give my child credit, you know? He can't hold it up yet. But I feel like if I keep putting it in position for him to hold, eventually he'll get it. He'll get it sooner than if I never give him a chance to hold it. If I never put his hands there, he'll never understand how to hold it. So I put his hands there every night and try to force him to hold it. I don't think he understands what be going on. Then another thing about fatherhood, yo, this changing Pampers game is real, yo. These kids be pissing, yo. They just be pissing like every 5 minutes, yo. Like, I feel like I should hook a catheter up to my son's penis so he can just piss in a bucket. It should save me about $100 a month. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, all on the line with us. What's going on there, Mr. Righteous?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, not much. How's your Wednesday night going?
Yeah, it's going. Yeah, same old, brother.
So you're having a tough time in these streets, yo. You ain't, everything all right up north, yo? Is the heat getting to you, yo?
Nah, it's good. It's just the kids sleep, I don't want to be too loud.
Ah, okay, okay. You got the baby sleep, yo. I keep telling you, you better give them some NyQuil, yo. They sleep through anything, yo.
Yeah. I ain't drugging my kids, man.
Yeah, that's not really considered drugging. It's like you're giving them crack. Just give them a little NyQuil on the gums, man. Parents used to give their kids alcohol on their gums, y'all. My baby keep crying through the night. I'm thinking about giving him some NyQuil.
Ain't that some shit?
Yo, man. I tell you what, yo, babies are just nasty, yo. They're nasty human beings, yo. Babies are nasty human beings.
Why say that?
Son, every time my son poops, yo, okay, so to be like the little dumb parent, because nobody really likes hearing about you talk about other people's kids, but I'm new to this parent game, so I'm going to talk about mine, fuck it. So, like, he got his own little move that we understand that shows us when he's pooping, right? So we know he's pooping. Mm-hmm. But, son, like, so if he'll start pooping, we give him about 10 minutes to make sure he's done. Yo, as soon as we open up the pantry, yo, he starts pooping again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens.
Yo, it's nasty seeing. Yo, it's like seeing an alien come out, yo.
I can sit there and watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to wipe till he's done, yeah. That's just wasting the wipe, you know?
Yo, man, you gonna waste wipes, you're going to waste Pampers. Hey, man, it is what it is. It happens, man. You can't
yeah, I just wasted a Pamper. I said I just wasted a Pamper. Kid pissed on his own face, yo. He had urine in a diaper. I want to change him. Next thing I know, there's a stream going straight up, hitting his face, and he and that joke, ah! And I'm like, come on, man, stop being gay.
Yo, yeah, man. To stop that, yo, all you gotta do is what's the name, yo? I used to put a wipe over top of it, yo. So they would, if they do pee, it'll go on the wipe and it'll just, you know, run down their leg or something like that. And also, so they won't shoot me neither while I'm changing the diaper.
Yo, he be moving, yo. Kids be defeating the hands out there. Yo. I think it's gonna be a defensive end, yo.
And then then the other thing too, I used to have the good Pamper, I used to have the good Pamper ready. So before I open up the old one, I lay them on the new one, open up the old one, you know, get the crap off, wipe them down, holding their legs up, holding their legs like a damn turkey, yo. drop them down, and then wrap them up real quick, yo. Now that joint used to piss me off too, yo, because it was like, yo, you got a Pamper full of pee, and change them, and then like, damn. He just pulled a style, just changed it. Why he didn't do both at the same damn time?
That's funny, yo.
Man. That's the joint that gets you, yo, but you know.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You know?
Huh?
So you gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yo, he's got like 6 months to get potty trained, so he's gotta figure this out.
He said, "John, probably training him in 6 months."
Yo, he's already grabbing his meat. Yo, at this point now, we just got to work on aim. You know, aim and time.
Oh man, you stupid, yo.
Well, we've got a bunch of different topics that we could talk about tonight. Is anything particular you want to talk about?
Yo, did you hear about the dumb girl who left her 2 kids in the car so she can go to the Lil Wayne concert, yo?
Yeah, I did hear about that, yo. It's 2 cases like that. The girl who left the kids in the car for the Lil Wayne concert and the guy who left his kid in the car while he
go
was going to the strip
club. Oh, to the strip club. Oh, I thought you were talking about, because there was another one, too. The dude left his kid in the car so he can go gamble.
Yo, see, that's why I keep telling you, man. It's a lot of retarded people out here. Like, that's a great reason why, if you have to take a test to drive a car, I know it's probably against God's will. I know God's saying to me, you can't do this. But I firmly believe you should have to pass the test to have a kid, yo. Like, why are you leaving your kids in your car, yo? Like, I mean, okay, even to be the most evilest person I could be, at least leave your kids at home, yo.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Okay, give them some NyQuil and make them pass out so you can go to the club, yo.
Lock up the house and roll, huh?
Yeah, if you want to be the worst, you can't leave it. I mean, this is Florida, yo. I don't know how hot it is up north, but it's 100 degrees down here in VA. I know it's 100 degrees in Florida. You can't leave your kids in no car. I know if she's at a Lil Wayne concert, she's not driving a nice car. So I know her battery ain't going to hold up and leave the car on while the air conditioning is pumping. If she's going to a Lil Wayne concert, I know her gas tank going to eat, so she can't leave her car on for an hour or two.
Right.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
True.
So like, I know them kids was in there sweating, yo. They can't be fat, yo. Them kids got to be starved, yo.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, yo. Definitely crazy. I was like, man, see, this type of stuff, man. This is why our people are always being looked at and being judged, man. Because people do dumb shit like that, yo.
Like, now, did she go to jail?
Yeah, she was arrested.
Man, yep. How do you? I don't understand how you do that.
Yo, Lil Wayne concert was that important, yo? That you really had to go. You didn't have a babysitter, so you really had to go. I'm sure this dude have other concerts that he's gonna have, yo. She probably was supposed to be one of these video model girls too, so I'm sure she had a couple dollars that she can go to another concert. I mean, was that concert that important to go to, yo?
She's a video model. Let's be real. She's probably a hoe, and she probably has a kid. She probably got pregnant by the wrong dude. She's probably trying to get pregnant by Lil Wayne so that she can afford a babysitter.
Right. But come on now.
If you're a video model, you have to be somewhat good looking. You can't get one of these simp dudes to watch your kids, yo.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, anybody, I mean, grandma, grandparent, I mean, even still, yo, if you can't find nobody to watch your kids, then you don't need to be going. Point blank. You don't need to be going to the show.
At least give some dudes some cheeks to watch your kids, yo, if you can't afford a babysitter. I can't imagine leaving my kid in the car while I go to a concert.
Yo, bruh, unless they family. I ain't watching nobody else's kids, though.
You wouldn't watch somebody else's kids?
If they family, yeah. But if they not family, I don't know you kids, man, because I might want to beat them if they ain't listening. You might not like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't either. I mean, I don't know. I guess going to a daycare provider is like having somebody watch your kids, but you don't know.
Yeah. But, yo, man, nah, heck no. No way. No way, Jose. Ain't happened, Captain. So, but, yeah, that's all I had, man. It's just stuff like that, man. It just gives people more and more reason to look at our people like, you know, like we just trash, yo. And every day we just got to fight and fight and fight and harder, you know, just to prove that, you know, stop judging, you know, good people just because you got some dirtball people out there because, you know, it's just the way of the world, man, but it sucks.
Yeah, man, the other problem is that these kids, I mean, how old was she? Was she pretty young?
Nah, she probably was 30s, 20s, maybe. So it didn't really, huh?
She's in her 30s leaving her kid in a car for a Lil Wayne concert. Now, she's got to be retarded, because when you get 30...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like the concert was really that important, you know, for you to, you know what I'm saying. And then it was one of the employees who saw the two kids in there and they said something. She's a glamour model mother, 25, charged with neglect after leaving her two young children in the parking lot for 3 hours while she went to Lil Wayne concert. And it says voluptuous hip hop model Brittany Harris, 25, was arrested after leaving her children alone in the parking lot while she watched Lil Wayne concert.
Now that article said that she was a glamour model. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember in the 90s, there was a lot of random chicks getting them glamour pictures. So is she just calling herself a glamour model, and she went and paid the $40 to get them pictures photoshopped back before
they showing, like, pictures of her inside of a magazine, and then, like, some of her photo shoots and stuff like that. So
is she cute?
Yeah, she's not bad looking.
Man, I still don't understand how you couldn't just tell some dude, I'll give you some cheap shit if you watch my kid for 3 hours.
I'm just still like, was that concert that important, yo? Like, if I got no babysitter, I just can't go, yo. I'm not that thirsty to be going to some concert, yo. And if she couldn't go and she had tickets, she could have sold them. Somebody would have bought them. She could have probably made a good $2,000 off them joints.
The worst is the dude who went to the strip club, yo, because you know he had money for a babysitter and was going to spend it on some girl shaking her butt that he ain't even going to get no cheeks from.
Yeah, that was just bad. That was just terrible. I'll be back, son. Just leave your kid, yo. If you think anything could have happened, yo, and then he would have been feeling bad. I mean, kids could have got, you know, taken and kidnapped. Hey, I mean, anything could have happened, you know. Sitting in the car. I mean, hopefully the car wasn't running, but, you know, anything could have happened. They could have started up the car or something, you know. You never know. These kids are geniuses nowadays, yo.
Diabolical, yo. You got one, yo. You better watch yourself, yo, before he shuts down all your smartphones, yo.
Yeah, man. That little mother hubbard. I keep him away from all electronics, yo. That mother hubbard, boy. Huh?
You better not have no porn in the house, because he'll find that joint by the time he's 14, yo. He be all through your files, yo.
Nah, I'm good, yo. We'll I don't have that. I don't have that stuff, yo. So we good.
Don't be having no homemade porn, yo. What are they doing to mommy?
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad, yo.
He walking here, he talking to me. He talk about. I saw you smacking mommy.
Nah, that'd be terrible, yo. That'd definitely be terrible.
Oh man.
So, man, that's all I had, brother.
All right, well, I got a couple things. And more serious news. You know, I seen this article in the whole light of the whole George Zimmerman case, and I wanted to talk to, you know, see if we can still get some more people on so we could talk about this. You know, right. In Milwaukee, it was kind of the same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Man saw a kid walking. A older white man, 76, saw a black teenager walking and thought he was the one breaking into his houses and stealing guns.
Right.
So old man shot him, chest killed him.
Right.
Well, this man got found guilty.
The old man was?
He got found guilty. The main thing is they have video evidence from the man's security camera. His own security camera. He did like an Aaron Hernandez thing. He videotaped his own dumbness.
Right.
They showed, they have the kid who just, like, you see them arguing. You see the guy follow the kid and stop him on his property.
Mm-hmm.
You can see they're saying something. The guy pulls a gun. You see the kid, like, put his hands up. The guy pops him dead in his chest, yo. Kid grabs his chest and runs away. He tries to pop him again, yo. Then he tried to shoot a third time, and the gun jammed on him.
Wow.
So
did the kid die?
Yeah, yo, died, yo. God rest his soul, yo. 13 years old? 13-year-old kid, yo.
Damn.
So, now, this was actually in May of 2012. But the case isn't done yet because the guy's lawyers, the old man's lawyers, are saying that, you know, he was guilty by insanity. Well, he's not guilty by insanity because they're saying that he couldn't, he didn't have reason to shoot him, and he just gone crazy.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and my question, and this is my problem with the judicial system. So if you say, all right, this guy was mentally crazy for half a second and killed a 13-year-old kid, that's more of a reason for me to put you in jail forever, yo, because I don't want you on the streets again.
Exactly.
You can't get no help if you're shooting a 13-year-old kid point-blank range and killing him.
Heck no.
There's no therapy for that.
Nope. Not at all, yo. Not at all, yo. They gotta prove that he has mental issues. You know what I'm saying? So that means he's gonna have to see like 8 different psychiatrists because, you know, the defense team gonna want their psychiatrist to evaluate him. The state team gonna want their psychiatrist to evaluate him. So, I mean, that's the thing, man. I don't know why guilty by insanity. You still should go to jail. Cause they don't want the old man to be put. They don't want the old man to be put in the regular joint, so they want to put him in the mental institution.
Yeah, that joint is just sad. I wonder why no one ever made any headway about that,
Probably because justice was actually served. The whole march with the Trayvon Martin thing is because they took Zimmerman in and then let him go. And if nobody said anything about it, it would have just been an open and closed case, and they would just left it and did nothing about it. So that was the whole thing about it. It was like, hold on, you didn't arrest this guy, you didn't take him in for questioning, you just, you know, you processed him for like a second, didn't really process him, you just took him in, cleaned him up, and then let him go home. So that was their whole issue with the whole marching thing, because they wanted him to be arrested, processed, and everything, and it had some charges brought against him, but the police didn't feel that they needed to do that, so this, which is why the whole march thing came about.
Yeah, I guess.
So
yeah,
that's what that whole thing. Now they're going to do another one on Saturday. They want to do one on Saturday too, like different cities, so the federal people can step in and do their part. So
I wonder if anything's going to come of that, yeah, because I don't know what the federal case can prove. Yeah, I mean, only time the federal can prove can go for like a civil rights. Because they proved that he shot him because he was black, yo, and I don't think you can prove that.
Well, that's what they're going for, a civil rights case, because they were saying, where was his rights at? You know what I'm saying? George Zimmerman's right was, okay, it's okay for him to follow, but where was his rights at for, you know, standing up for himself because somebody was following him, you know what I'm saying? So that's where they're going to go with it at. So, you know, they're going to dig up and dig for more evidence and find out more stuff, you know, dig in loopholes, look at the previous case, look at those transcripts and dig through that, and analyze that and pick through that and bring in the people again and question them again. And you never know, they might put his punk bomb on trial and have him go on the listening. Because if he did, as I'm saying, man, if he would have got on that stand, he would have been screwed. He did the smart thing, man. Nope, I don't want to testify.
It's tough. Another story I saw today that was kind of crazy. So did you ever hear about that shipwreck? I had it written down I wanted to talk about, but I don't think we ever got to it. That cruise line that crashed off the coast of Italy. Have you heard about that? What the hell? Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I was just yawning, yo. Nah, my bad. Nah, I ain't hear about that, John. Yo,
I thought you was having a heart attack or something over there, yo.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sounding like that.
Yeah, I know what happened. All I heard was, either that or you were taking a shit over the other.
Nah, man.
Just leave me on mute when you do your business.
Ain't got some shit. Now I hear about that joint. But what happened?
Yeah, in January 2012, last year, right, in Italy, one of the big cruise liners, right, the captain of the ship was fronting for one of his boys. Like, one of his boys was worked on a ship. Mm-hmm. And they were cruising past one of the islands off the coast of Italy where the dude's family is from. And wanted to impress a girl there, so he tried to swing the boat close to the island so that the girl could see her boy, which was the captain's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this dummy hit rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hit a rack of rocks. Long story short, didn't evacuate, didn't let enough, he didn't evacuate in time. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't say, all hands on deck, lower the lifeboats. But with the lifeboats, when people were trying to figure out what was going on, he told them, just go back to the casinos, go back to doing what you're doing. We'll let you know what happens.
Right.
Well, the joint was like Titanic, yo. Like, the joint busted. The rocks busted it. Long story short again, ship went down, B. Like, ship went down. Like, flipped over, capsized. And now the whole thing is they're trying the captain for... The I think it was like 100 people that died or like 50 people that died. They're trying him all for murder of all those people because when he was on the phone with like the lifeguard people or the Coast Guard people, like the 911 people, they was like, well, you know what I mean, get everybody off the ship. Where's the crew at? My man gave him the, I don't know, I got on a lifeboat. And it was like, get back on the lifeboat. You got to make sure you're the captain. You got to make sure you either go down with the ship or make sure everybody you can get off it. He was like, man, I'm already off. And then, so, like, it's this whole thing where they're trying him because he left people on the boat. And they're like, now they've got this whole court case in Italy where they're telling each story about how people have died, yo.
Right.
Like, that joint is just crazy. So I guess
what
the question for you is, huh?
I said, you know what I did hear about that joint, yo? I remember that joint, yo, because he rolled out. I remember hearing that. They said he rolled out. He was the only one that got off.
Yeah, like he just jumped to the light. It was like, I'm out. Peace. Like, he said he got a man kids, yo. He had to get out of there. So should he be tried for those murders? Or, like, should he have, okay, my question is, should he have went down with the ship, yo, or is human nature should be considered in the fact that, you know, he knows he's about to die, you know what I mean, he did what he could, and then he saved his own ass.
Yo, he ain't do nothing, yo. He rolled out. He called the people while he was on his own little lifeboat and left everybody sitting on the boat thinking everything was okay. Hell yeah, he should. His ass should go to, he'd be tried for murder, yo. He did everything he was not supposed to do, and he took the oath for as a captain that he's supposed to protect these people.
Yeah, are captains really supposed to go down with the ship?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. But what I do know, they are the ones who are supposed to alert, you know, everybody if something go wrong and keep and direct the team to keep everybody intact so that way, you know, people won't panic. And get everybody to the lifeboats or the rafts, so that way, you know, people can get off safely. Because I mean, all that could have been avoided had he just got everybody off the ship, and probably nobody would have died. Because it seems that people still had time to get off the boat before it capsized.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it wasn't an instant thing, was it? It didn't instantly just capsize.
No. They said he had time, but he told people to chill out while they figure out what's going on. And the whole time,
right,
the water's just gushing in.
Right.
So, yeah, man. It's just crazy, yo. It's crazy. Crazy stuff, yo. I don't know if I could go down with the ship, yo. I think I'd tell everybody, hey, this shit's going down, I'm out. Yeah, I better get out too.
You said, yo, we going down. That's how you play,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo,
that's just
like the other joint, yo, when that cruise line, what is it, Carnival that broke down, yo? And they ran out of food, yo. People was eating onion sandwiches, and when they had to go to the bathroom, they was shitting all on the ship, and gosh, yo, it was some funky-ass people on that damn boat, yo. Sleeping outside because the sewage stopped working, yo.
Yeah, I feel bad for the women in that case, because I definitely would have been pissing off the side of the boat. Like, I'm not going to piss in my own room. I'm gonna pull my wing around this piss in the ocean, you know.
Well, that's what they were saying is like the sewage broke, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, folks was just, you know, going to the bathroom anywhere, and you know, they probably hang they behind over the ship and just go. But I mean, if the stuff is overflowing in there, ain't nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
It's nasty, you know. So.
I'll tell you what, you got 15 seconds. As soon as that boat would have docked in Georgia like it did, I'd have took a shit right on the captain's steering wheel. But all right, man, good show tonight, brother. I will catch you tomorrow, man. Peace out.
Yes, sir.